I thought I would we would create a homepage for an e-commerce store today. Okay.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Marketing While Muslim. This is the show that we put together at Muslim CEO, where myself, Amin, my partner Muhammad, and my other partner Faisal, we come together and we challenge ourselves to marketing or business challenges, and we try and work through them kind of live, unedited, on these episodes. It's available on audio format, so everywhere you can get your podcast, and then also in video format on YouTube and Facebook. So as usual, one of us picks a topic which the other two don't know about, and we just learn about it live here on the show, on the episode, and then we work through it, right? So it's my turn this week. I'll be picking the topic, the challenge, the marketing challenge, and Muhammad and Faisal don't know. So let's get straight into it, inshallah. What I thought we'll do, of course, we always try and do something different every single episode. So what we haven't done is what I'm about to go into. So I thought I would, we would create a homepage for an e-commerce store today. Okay. So it's maybe it's a bit lighter. There will be some copywriting involved. And the company I thought we would go with is it's e-commerce and it's selling honey related products. Okay.
That's now, sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet. Yeah. Now, I guess we should just get clear on like the scope of it, what, you know, what the products are, this kind of thing. Right. So what it is, it's kind of a premium brand. Okay. It's for the people who are obviously kind of health conscious. You know, say middle-class people in the UK, let's say it's focusing on the UK. And I don't know about this, but I would guess that when it comes to honey and health-related stuff, you're mostly going to be focusing on the kind of early adopters, the very passionate few in that topic, right? You're not going to be trying to convince people so much about the benefits of honey. It's more about our honey is so good because like you already know honey is good, right? Now, I thought that we could just pretend there are three products. So there is a one type of honey, which you get in a jar. There is a honey bundle with like a taster bundle. And then there is some kind of cereal bar, which is made of honey product. Okay. So three products, nice, like different types. And we're trying to create a homepage which, you know, develops trust, really resonates with the customer we're aiming for, and is very, you know, pleasing to the eye and everything, right? So that's what I thought we would get into. Is there anything, you know, you think I've missed in terms of details we need to know and decide on before we actually start?
Is there a name for this brand?
No. So, yeah, I mean, maybe you could...
Why don't we call it B plus?
I don't mind. It doesn't sound very premium.
It doesn't because it's
not A plus. It's not A plus.
Asian dad. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. We can move on. Buzz. Yeah. Just call it Buzz.
Buzz.
Yeah. Buzz.
Buzz. Yeah.
Buzz.
What's that? You know that thing that they
that honey, dipper thing.
Dipper, yeah. Honey dipper. What is that called?
What is it called?
Honey. Let dipper. Me Google it quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. I know honey what you mean.
Dipper. Whatever that's called, that could be the name of the brand. It's just called a honey dipper, I think.
Okay. Cool.
Buzz. Maybe Buzz. Honey, buzz, I don't know.
Let's get the page up and I'm sure we'll come up with something.
Okay, cool.
Inshallah, great. Okay, so let me share my screen and we can kind of get into it, inshallah. So you can see my screen, of course.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll start with the top section, like the kind of hero section. What would you guys kind of put here? I guess a big image, right?
So, I mean, normally when we're doing something like this, we've talked about bright spotting before, but what you would normally do is you'd like maybe pick three or four honey websites and stuff, just to get a feel for what's out there, what other people are doing. Because not necessarily that you're going to copy them or anything like that, but just to just see what's standard and then how you can improve on it.
Okay. So why don't you pull that up, Faith, or while I just get the page kind of started, I'll start putting like the menu thing at the top and stuff like that.
Sure.
So obviously anyone who's listening to this on the podcast, it'd be a really good episode to actually watch, because today we're going to be doing something different where we're actually building something out. So there's a whole visual process that's going on here and we're using ClickFunnels. So definitely get onto YouTube and check out the episode as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I'm going to create like two columns at the top.
And I mean, you stopped screen sharing.
Yeah, I know. Because I thought Faisal was going to pull up the bright spotting stuff.
So do you want to pull that up? It'll be good to see the way you're building it as well, I mean, just so that we can...
Yeah, I'm doing the boring bit now, though.
Okay, cool.
Is this black?
By the way, is this who's this aimed at, by the way? Is it aimed at, like, Muslims or non-Muslims or...?
No, just health-conscious people.
Okay, cool.
Like yourself, Faisal, basically.
Okay, there you go.
Let me see if we can find a fake logo.
Just reminds me of Buzz Lightyear.
Okay, so this is one that comes up. Premium honey, Dr. Shears Swiss premium honey.
That's actually a good brand in the sense of credibility and stuff.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, like he's supposed to be
he's a doctor. He knows about it. Authority. That's good.
The whole Swiss thing as well. It lends on. I don't know if they're known for their honey and stuff.
Yeah, I think so, a little bit.
But if you look, see what he's done here, he's got honey experts on the hotels. So he's got some famous hotels. There's again, credibility again. So interesting. Purdine. Okay, so this is... But these are the top three I find on Google, by the way. So is this the homepage or is it the product? Okay.
No, it's probably product,
Purdine. So first of all, 1890. That's interesting. Taking care of nature to get the best from it. So these guys are not just honey, they do...
Yeah, they do different things,
Okay. And then you have this one. Taking care of premium raw honey. So, okay, they've gone for like a mysterious type thing. Wild nature, Scandinavian.
It's quite funny they haven't used any pictures.
Yeah, interesting. Halal. Okay, that's very, very interesting. But the truth is, it does actually look premium. You do get this kind of
kind of mystery kind of thing.
Yeah,
I think the Dr. Scheiser's is good.
Yeah. Let me just look at a couple of this.
Greek honey from Greece. Where else would it be from?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Greek honey. So again, let's go to homepage.
They probably do lots of products as well.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. But they've gone product centric basically.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the final one is this one. So this shop.
This is very e-commerce-y, isn't it?
Yeah, very.
Not very premium. It just feels a little bit like.
Yeah. Raw honey shop. Too much of this stuff going on. Yeah,
how just not, product. How not to create a brand.
Okay, cool. So I guess it's the doctor.
Yeah, doctor's a good template for us to use, I think.
Okay. Well, is he the one with the big photo and the...
Yeah, do you want to show that one again, first of all?
Yeah.
Premiumhoney.com. The hyphen kills it, though. Okay, so
hyphens are right. I don't mind hyphens so much.
Yeah, we've got a hyphen lover here.
Okay, he's got the slider of death, so we don't want that.
But, old school.
What's with the webcam? What does he have a webcam of? The bees. That's quite
live. Okay, interesting. Stream of the
it's just the beehives. Okay, wow,
I can actually hear the you guys can't hear the audio, but it's buzzing.
Wow, okay. No way, really?
Yeah.
You know what's quite cool? That look at the location, he's got it like on a lake and stuff.
Yeah.
So like it looks like the Swiss Alps.
Lake Lucerne in the background. Yeah, it's
very nice.
Good. Okay, that's
Look, English, Dutch, and Arabia. Interesting.
Good. So let's go to his homepage. We're creating a homepage, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Good. So apart from
what's interesting about this is it's person-led, personality-led, which is quite good. Of course, you don't have to do that, especially e-commerce. You know, it's not so much expected, but it's good.
If you're a beekeeper and stuff, then it makes sense. But if you're just selling honey that you're buying from elsewhere, then obviously it doesn't really work in that sense.
Mm. And I think it's smart what he's done in terms of he's called the brand kind of Dr. Shears or whatever, but the website is not his name because spelling his name might be confusing.
Mm.
You know, I think SwissPremiumHoney.com would be actually better than just premium honey. You know,
yeah, potentially.
Yeah.
In essence, you would own the Swiss market then, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So what's interesting? That one. That's a really good picture. I really like that picture. Actually. Mm. The thing about Switzerland itself, it's got its own connotations of nature and
luxury as well.
And luxury as well. So that's really, really
quality.
Good. Yeah. Exactly.
So if you said Pakistani premium honey, you know, people might not give it the same connotation as Swiss premium honey, right?
Yeah.
So that's quite interesting, I think.
So I will, shall I just take that photo? Obviously, in real life, we would get
Another thing we could do, guys, is we could actually call it Cure premium honey. Right, and you could come from the whole angle
of it being healing
and all of
that's,
that.
That's kind really of good. I like that. And then you could spell it differently as well to be funky.
would it be
K-Y-O-U-R?
I need to say that. Yeah, so it's like your cure.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You just come off that on top of your head, festival, yeah.
Experience and stuff, you know.
Yeah, but I think cure, because you know the Quran describes honey as shifa, right? So if we're going non-Muslims as well, they would like cure and healing, and a lot of people that are into this, they do like see it as a healing thing as well.
Yeah, that's good. So, I like that.
Cure premium honey.
Mm-hmm.
Is the domain available, festival?
Do you check?
No, it's fine.
Don't check.
If you want to, you can. We could do with buying another few domains.
Okay, I'm just grabbing a photo that we can put there.
Sure. Okay, shall we go back to your channel yours now? So we've got a bit of an idea now.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's good.
So,
and it's interesting because what he's got also is so the image, the slider, which is a bit old school, but then he just goes into showing three main products. So in your case, you'd have the jar, you have the bundle, and then you'd have the snack bar or the cereal bar, and then you can just go to buy now. But I think buy now is probably a bit small. Maybe we would want it bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Cool. All right, I'm going to stop sharing.
So just so you guys know, curepremiumhoneyisavailable.com.
How do you spell cure?
Like you normally spell cure.
Oh, C-U-R-E, yeah?
Yeah, that's available.
Okay, that's quite good.
Curehoney.com is available at £1,700.
That's not bad. It's worth the investment.
Not bad, yeah.
First, you need to prove the
concept, demand. Yeah.
Okay, modeling, yeah?
What I've done to find an image is I've just searched honey jar and then I put large.
Yeah.
But
I'll try and find an image if you want. You carry on.
You got other places you would go to. Pexels.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go. And Canva Pro.
This video is not sponsored by Canva. Okay, so let me search honey. I don't know. We'll just search honey and see.
Just search honey. Yeah, there's some good images there.
Okay. I mean, ideally, right, for especially e-commerce and everything, what you would want is, it depends who you're targeting, but you want that target person in the photo enjoying the honey, isn't it? So, I mean,
it's the after state. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or lifestyle shot kind of thing. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Like, should I grab this one?
That one's quite good as well, the bottom right. Where the state looks magical. Yeah, yeah, that's not quite a nice image.
Okay.
Yeah, especially that's really good. That's amazing. That's an amazing image. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, got it. So,
you know what would be amazing is when we do these marketing on Muslim things, someone actually takes one of these ideas and starts a real business off it. You know?
That'd be really good. And we get 10%.
in the Akhirah, inshallah.
Yeah.
Okay. Add image. Okay. So, let's try and do no repeat. All right, I just need to make this bigger, I guess. The photo's too big.
Maybe it should be there as an image rather than a background thing.
And then it won't fill the whole thing. But that's fine. Then what we would put here, let me remove this. Add a new row, yeah. So we would probably want two columns. So then on the one side, we can put, on one side, we would put a big headline, right? So what would our headline be? Something that generates trust.
Something so,
if it was aimed at the Muslim market or something, you could actually have the quote that like, in their bellies is a drink that heals mankind or something.
Yeah, but we said we're not targeting Muslims, all right?
Yeah, no, okay.
So I would just go with the whole, nature's gift for health or something like that.
For health.
Yeah. Well, something to do with health, because if we're going with cure,
yeah,
then...
As long as you'd actually say nature's cure, but you can't use the word cure twice and stuff. So that heals, yeah, that's better. That's nice.
Okay, I think we can do better with that, but
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, then what we would usually do probably is something to credibility, right? Why you should trust this brand.
Yeah, so as featured in, it could be.
Yeah. So we'll do that. I'll just do a headline here. As seen in. And then below it, try and do, usually we do like three thingies. Three or four different logos. Right. In this case, I'm just going to put a placeholder there. Like that. Okay, then what would we have? So now they've seen, hopefully they've understood what it's all about from this image. And then they know they can trust us. Now what's next? Will we go straight to the products? Let's see what this is a doctor does. So his homepage is actually very short, too short.
Yeah.
I think what I would like to do is a bit of storytelling just before we go into the products. What do you think?
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Okay, so I'll put a new section for that, and personality-led, I would actually do a letter from the founder, right?
That's a nice way of doing it, yeah. Because another what I was thinking was like the proven process. So you can say that our honeys come from the source, and then it's lovingly packaged and blah blah blah, and then it's done this. So it's like it shows that everything's organic throughout and stuff. By the way, this is where you would use some of those badges of like it's GMO free, it's organic, it's this, it's halal, and all those type of things as well.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So I'll put it like that and be like, that kind of stuff about we've been doing honey since
1874 or whatever.
In honey since. No, for over 100 years, and then, but like, let's just put the main points that we
we can tidy up later. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So, what are the main points we would put here? Right. So about the, would we start it with the kind of founder's, journey in the industry, if you like, or would you start it with something else like honey is amazing, like we believe.
What.
Honey is amazing and has healing properties.
Yeah. That has been used for thousands of years.
Okay. So it's like generally.
Oh, hang on. This is you could actually start like this. You know, you could start with a quote. You know, Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food."
That's a good quote for cure. Yeah.
No. You say the way I would do it is I do the quote and then Hippocrates. So it's like this, you have it inverted in speech marks.
Yeah, I'm just not.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you.
Okay. Then it's like, we believe honey is amazing, blah, blah, blah. Like what we believe, basically, which, you know, if they went through our process and blueprint everything, then they would have a lot of stuff to put here, really. But what we believe, you know, why we do this, right? And how we take care to make sure our honey is amazing. And then maybe the fact that they're doing, let's say, like a honey cereal bar or something, it's like we want to take this honey thing to the next level and make it accessible, right?
Yeah, that's good.
We're innovating in honey without losing the traditions, basically. Tradition. Basically, that's something.
You're trying to say this should be the alternative to, you know, sweets and chocolates and all that kind of stuff. So this, you know, it's goodness, basically. I like the word goodness, by the way. Goodness is good.
You could use that in the tagline at the top as well.
Yeah.
So our vision is like everyone enjoying the sweetness. No, it's the goodness. Okay, like you said.
Everyone benefiting from the goodness and healing of honey.
Okay. Everyone benefiting, enjoying and benefiting.
Yeah, so that's good.
You gotta be hedonistic, bro.
I think because we've gone so deep on healing, you could actually have healing plasters, or you can actually do that with honey. Or, you know, like face masks or something.
Oh, you mean products-wise?
Yeah, products-wise, yeah. Shower scrub. Yeah.
You can tell Faisal's got it all in his bathroom and cupboard. Let me just put a little. What would the part of the branding would probably be a yellow or an orange kind of thing, right?
If you're being obvious.
That looks horrible. I don't know. I just want a different background to this section. Okay, and then we'll then probably go with the products here, right? Whoops. So we would put like three products, and that would lead to the three product pages. So I'll drop a subhead there. I'll drop a picture, of course. I'll put a button as well, and a picture. Okay, let's just change this color. So we take this, let's just say that, shop now or something. What else would you guys put?
You know what I really like, and you talk about storytelling. Maybe later on down, you would do something like, it could be a video, or it could be just a text or something. Meet our beekeepers or something. And you can have this is Eric, or he's been doing this for, he's a third generation beekeeper, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's that kind of stuff. Add the authenticity.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Let me add that now. Would it be straight after the products? I mean, I don't see why not.
Yeah, could do. Yeah, I would probably do that, yeah.
Okay, meet our. Oops.
Where would you do testimonials? Would that be later on? Oh, actually, no, after the products, maybe you have a testimonial straight away.
Yeah.
You do the beaker. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just think. See if what they've got here in terms of image feature. That's what I'm looking for. Okay. Do a couple of those, and they're saying testimonials here. So
yeah. And that I don't know if you could do it as that as a sliding thing.
Sliders need to die, Faisal.
Yeah, they do.
It's 2020.
That's true.
How would we do our testimonials? So we would give it a title, something like Health lovers. I was going
to say health lovers rejoice.
No, no, I'm saying health lovers love our honey, basically.
Okay.
So how would you word that?
Health lovers. So you can use, you can have a play word of bee somewhere. So you can have find our products unbelievable.
I think that takes away from the premium a little bit.
Yeah, it does a little bit, yeah, because it's a bit funny.
Quirky, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay. Maybe instead of health lovers, you could say health something, love our products. So you'd have health fans, health advocates.
You could even say health lovers, you know, find healing in our products.
No, it's not catchy enough or short enough.
Pretty sure you'll be in trouble with the government for that.
Oh yeah.
I ain't afraid of no government. Except the UK government. And the Pakistani one. And the Moroccan one. And the UAE one. Okay.
That's it. Health. Right, we get the point anyway, so just write down health lovers love our honey. Yeah. Can't stop you, I got there you go.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. And then we just would put some...
Maybe you put three content blocks.
Yeah. Let me see. I think there is a thing for quotes. I guess not. Let's just do that. So that would be one and then another and another.
Yeah.
And then what I want to do here is our beekeeper thing.
Beekeeper, like should have a different background by this. So it's that whole dividing and separating.
Yeah. No, I don't know if these guys have that background, but a good background is actually, you know how...
The hive,
but in black, so it looks a bit more premium.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, like black and grey type.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The hive in black and grey. Oh, you mean grayscale, right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just want to duplicate this, and then this is something just really handy for websites in general, which is having it like that, right?
So yeah, having nice,
image,
yeah.
Text and text image and just alternating between those.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
So cool. Whether you're talking about a feature of your product, whether you're talking about the beekeepers, it's just easy, you know, photo on the left and then the next one, the photo goes on the right.
Mm. Yeah. So for me, the last section, the next section is what some of the core benefits of honey are, and then...
Wouldn't you do more like the core benefits of our honey?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, not just general.
I mean, a lot of that, if you look at that Dr. Swiska, what he's done is that he's basically done it in like our process for the making the honey is very different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually is more important than meet our beekeepers.
Beekeepers can be later. Beekeepers can be later on, by the way. Yeah, that's not that important, really.
What he's done is he said the secret behind his premium honey, but he's put it as facts about honey. So the button that you press is facts about honey. And then when you go there, it's actually saying the honey is harvested with the greatest respect for the bees and the environment. The honey is 100% Swiss, processed traditionally. And personally, such honey is a noble gift from nature.
Ah, that's where you got it from.
Hashtag Lumpster.
Yeah, so we could actually use something like this up there as well. So that depends how many stages you have. You try and have a maximum of 5 stages, right? So so first we do this, then we do that, right?
Yeah. Maybe just three stages. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got three features.
Yeah. Okay, so we have our world-renowned honey, you know.
Harvesting,
that's the word. Harvesting process, okay. And we just need to fix up the backgrounds here. So, Faisal, what alternative background should I use to the...
Yeah. So can you find a hive thing?
You mean as the background?
Yeah.
So a picture of a hive.
It's black.
No. Just the hive pattern.
So hive pattern black.
Yeah. Oh, got it. Okay. Would Google be better for that?
Google
would
be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Either the gray and...
I like this one here. This background texture from the yellow and black one.
Yeah,
this one.
Yeah. So type in black, bro. Hive pattern black, and then see what comes up. So now you got like
that looks be like Blockbusters.
Yeah.
This one is quite good and subtle.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's good.
That is nice.
Okay, let's grab it. But it's a bit techie actually looking now that I've
opened it. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. With the text over it might be all right. Especially if it's white text.
Yeah. Let's just go with that and try it. Save. What are we doing? Yeah, so the background. So and then I think when it comes to making a homepage or even a sales page, what you need to do ultimately, right? We're doing it, I guess, intuitively or instinctively, but really what you're looking to do is answer the main questions people have when they're visiting a website for the first time, right? So, you know, have we answered all those questions?
I think it's very good, bro. Like, it's reminding me of all the great things about ClickFunnels and how well it works. Because you imagine that we're not actually techie at all. So, you know, to be able to do this is really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, so what are you saying? Have we answered the questions?
What's the questions?
That that first time a visitor would be asking when going to the website.
So why... So
let's go from the top. Can we go to the top and...
Yeah. Okay.
You could say nature's healing gift. What's going to go on the other side?
Maybe nothing. Nature's healing gift. You know, I just feel like this is very vanilla and there's nothing unique about it. We need to... because there are so many high quality honeys out there, right? So in the headline, we need to say something different.
Okay, so what do we see the brand being about? Something like Cure, what would that be about?
So is the curing, maybe the unique thing here is not curing. Maybe the unique thing is that we're trying to innovate and bring you quality honey products in other forms. We do the jar of honey, but we'll also do the bars and we'll also do the bundles and stuff. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. I think that's a better thing. So basically what we're saying is that, you know, we're making honey convenient in a way.
Yeah, we're making honey reimagined or re-engineered or revolution or something. Yeah,
you could even do nature's healing gift reimagined, or I mean it depends, because you kind of said that it was for like healthy,
health-conscious
kind of people, you know. So you want the healing kind of element in there. So maybe you could do that, nature's healing gift reimagined. Reimagined is a good word.
Yeah, that's good.
It's kind of like, you know, saying.
I would like to add something more to it. So reimagined for X.
Yeah, that's good.
For the 21st century or reimagined for health conscious people?
No, it's kind of like busy people, isn't it? It's like, you know how they say this is for busy people and this is... Because just the way life is today, the people are just like busy and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, so we could do that. It's not maybe the exact avatar we were initially going for.
Yeah.
Whatever, that's fine. Yeah, for...
You could actually say reimagined for the go, for on the go or something like that.
Is that?
Yeah, that's quite good. That's quite good. I like that.
Because if you think about someone like Weetabix, when they recently released their, they released a thing which was like breakfast on the go.
Yeah. So but the whole brand wasn't built on that though, was it?
No, I don't think they're brand. But this is what you're saying, isn't it? About the
I'm not necessarily saying on the go. I'm just saying other forms of honey other than just a jar?
So you know, the only, well, one thing that doesn't really sit right with me here is that the whole healing gift is gives one impression, and then reimagine for your 2020 lifestyle. That it seems a little bit not contradictory, but
I know what you mean. Yeah, because you're saying if it's all about healing, then it shouldn't be changed.
Yeah, exactly.
But there is a group of people who they're fine with that. They actually like. They think, oh, it's new version of honey must be better. Right, there is that avatar as well.
Okay.
So it depends who you're going for.
Let's go with it for now. I think it's a good one.
Yeah. Could bring it over there.
Yeah. What do you think about, can you change this image at the back so it brings it up a little bit? Because it's sort of not...
Yeah. I'm struggling with that a little bit.
Okay, don't worry. It's not that important. That's fine.
Try and do this so it adds more space. Is that a bit better?
No, don't worry. It's fine. So what you could do is that this top black bar, you can have that hive pattern.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is quite mad what we're doing in such a short time.
But it's to show it can be done.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? What I'll do, let me send you something. I'll quickly try and get a Cure logo so you can have an actual logo.
Okay, so we were saying, have we answered the questions that people will be asking, right? So when they get to this top section, or maybe let me do a preview so it's more like we're actually viewing it. Okay. Yes. So.
Okay.
When they first get here, they're wondering, you know, what is it all about? And nature's healing gift to reimagine for your lifestyle. That's fine. And if the honey was clearer, then because obviously nature's healing gift, it doesn't say honey, but inshallah, with the image being clearer, then it would fix that.
And if the brand's called Cure Premium Honey, then you don't need to say that essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Okay. Then it's like, okay, can I trust you? And we've got a few logos here, which wouldn't really take up as much space as it's taking up in here, right? It usually be smaller, so that's fine. Then I do feel like we might need a title here so they know what to expect from the reading.
Yeah, we do.
So we could put our story. We could, what do you think?
You could write something like thousands of years of healing or something.
Hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Thousands. So that kind of indicates that they should expect a kind of a story thing here, right?
Mm.
So that is what we're looking for. So that's good. And then we would have text here. That's fine. Okay, let's go back then. And then our products.
Yeah.
So we don't have a title here. Do we need a title? I think so. I think we want to make it like as dummy-proof as possible.
So the way he's done it is 100% pure natural Swiss organic honey, big title. And then he's like, if stored in a cool, dry place, where it's protected from light, honey may be relished for many years.
So we can say, our honey in, I want to say like many forms, like the many forms of our premium honey. I don't know. Let me change the color. Okay, the many forms of our premium forms is not the best way to say it.
Mm. It's fine for now. Think of what kind of products were you saying, bro? It'd be good to just put some of the products in there.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, special type of honey jar. Yeah, that'll be one. The other one is a taster bundle. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was the bar. Honey bar. Yeah. Right, so we have obviously top quality images. So here in these images, we would put the images of the actual product, what you get, right? But whereas at the top, we're looking more about the lifestyle that we want to portray and the connecting with the target customer, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's our product section. And then we've got some testimonials, health lovers can't stop coming back. So yeah, that's all good. And then we've got this, which is all needs to be changed to white now. So this was our world-renowned process, okay? Which is always a solid thing to put on your homepage, is the process by which you, what's it called? Give people the transformation they're looking for, basically. Mm. So yeah. So these would all be white. And as you can see, we're doing like contrasting colors. So okay. It pops out, it's easy to read.
So let me send you something. Where do I send it to? I'll just put it in Zoom.
Okay. Then we've got our beekeepers. And that's what we've got so far.
There you go.
Let's see.
Oh, actually, no, I just realized you need a PNG. You need it transparent.
Hmm. Yeah. So what might they still be asking, Muhammad, by the end of this page?
So let's go to the top of it, please, bro.
Save, and then I'll just
preview.
Refresh this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go down.
So I want to think at the top, bro, go back to the top. Would you not want a button like buy now or scroll down or something like that?
Yeah, 100%.
I think the big question that's coming to my mind as soon as I hit the page was, why should I get your honey?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so instead of, you've got as seen in as the first thing, which is to buy build trust.
But as seen in would be very small. It looks really big there because the placeholders are not there. Yeah. But if it was like really small logos, and I mean, maybe you could do that is really reduce the gap between as seen in and the top and make it really thin. Because once that's done, then as seen in is just like a tiny strip. And then, and that, by the way, that actually helps my question, because if my question is, you know, why should I buy your honey? And the first thing you show me is as seen in. That's answering my question, right? Mm. Because it's saying all these other people have bought into it, or these guys think it's great quality. So I'm like, okay, well, that's a good reason.
Mm. Yeah.
Just put some logos in there. Make it smaller.
Let me actually... Yeah, okay.
Just put some nice small logos in there and chain that sign up button to...
buy now or learn more?
Browse products.
Browse, that's good.
Browse our honey, something like that. And then I would align it left. Yeah. Okay, that's quite good. And then... No, you just put a random logo. Muslim CEO.
Well, it is technically true. It is featured in.
Yeah. So make it small.
Yeah, that looks good, bro.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Yeah, so if you have like three logos like that, even if you choose the same one, but I think that would look good. And then you can really like take the space down.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And you would even gray those out so it doesn't like draw too much attention.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then what I would like to do as well here is just make this slightly longer.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. Perfect.
Maybe I'll put the text on the other side, bro, because then it doesn't cover the hero shot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Probably on the other side, because the other side's insignificant.
I don't know about that, actually, because you read left to right.
Yeah, but they'll see the image.
Yeah, they'll see, yeah, trust me, that's good.
Yeah, the image wouldn't stay anyway. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of saying that when you go left to right, you see the honey, and then if you want to go get the honey, you just browse the honey type thing.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, that's much better.
Okay. So you were saying, Muhammad, the question was what? That they'll be asking
the why your honey? Yeah, because I've just been browsing loads of sites, right? So
yeah. Like, so that's good. Yeah. So we've got as seen in, and then we've got this, which is all about our vision, why we do this, mm-hmm. how we take care to make sure our honey is amazing. We're innovating. So that's there in a longer format.
Yeah.
So maybe this would be a good place to put a video, a short video.
You would do a video, yeah.
That highlights those kind of key things.
Yeah.
So it's like a different
our vision type video, Bartos video kind of thing.
Yeah. It's a different format to give people to. Read basically or to consume.
Yeah.
So I'll just add that here as a video.
Also, one thing that comes to my mind is you could do something along the lines of
maybe you do it on the right hand side.
You could do something like more than just honey, because that's what we want when we're buying something, right? You want more than what you're getting or what everyone else is.
That's offering. That's not a bad line to use. Right.
You mean here?
More than just honey, or more than just thousands of years of healing, or whatever you want to call it. Right, but something that says it's more than everything else I've just looked at, because I've just been on loads of different websites and I've come here.
So, you know, whilst thousands of years of healing sounds really good, that's the same for any honey. So that's why the whole more than just honey makes sense here.
Well, you know what? Yeah, now that we've put that as our kind of top line up there, reimagined, then let's mirror that here.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, so... thousands of years of history, thousands of years of healing taken to the next level. I don't know.
Thousands of years of healing.
Even further or something? I don't know.
Now available in a different, or now modernized. Thousands of years of healing for the modern age or something. Or for. Actually, we've got that above.
It could be that, honestly.
You could also do more than just healing.
No, because the point here is not that the honey is changing. It's just the format is changing.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore...
thousands of years of healing delivered to you like never before.
Hmm. Deliver's not the right word.
Deliver's not the right word.
But like never before. Something like never before, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The focus here, anyway, I think for this episode is not so much the copywriting. It's it's actually the format of the page and stuff. What to include on a page. So, okay, so they're still... So we got the video there, which is going to highlight what's different and special and what the vision is.
Mm-hmm. Then, would you not bring the video to the top, bro?
It is pretty much
because people. No. I mean, as soon as just after the heading, not you know that heading, thousands of years.
Like, oh, you mean there?
Yeah, or to the side of it or something. Because video is very engaging, right? So if I go to all the honey websites and no one's got a video and you guys have got a video, I'm like, okay, that's quite interesting. Let me play that video.
Yeah, I think we would cater for two types of people, you know, the people who want a video and the people like, remember, if you're on mobile, you probably don't want a video.
Hmm.
That's true. Yeah. But yeah, I like on the side. I prefer on the side.
Something like that. I actually don't like it. Like, I think it will decrease the amount of people who engage with either of it.
Mm, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah. I would put the video above it, but above the text, because I would prefer that if they engage with the video, that's going to be stronger influentially than them just going through that quote and scrolling down.
Yeah. Okay, then we've got our products, because we, in the end, we do need the products fairly
high up. Yeah. Like,
yeah. So we've got that there. And it's only a short section anyway. And it's very clear what to do, you know, shop now, browse now. Testimonials, that's fine. So again, it's like, why should I buy? Why? How are you different, right? So we're kind of alluding to that in the headline here. Then we're saying,
yeah, so just to explain, are you talking about like press and things like that, or are you talking about more like as in Whole Foods and as in this shop or
press and stuff?
Okay, you're talking about press, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe then it would be featured in, no?
Yeah, this doesn't make a difference really. It's seen in, it's featured, it's same thing. So I was, and then they're wondering, what's different about you, etc. So seen in, so I can trust you. Okay, good. Then here, this is all about what's different, and that's what all the copy and the video should be around. Then a short thing on the products. Then okay, I can trust you further because of all the testimonials. Then the different process, what makes us different. So I think this is very strong in terms of answering that key question. Meet our beekeepers. Then this is more storytelling, but also it should bring an element of what makes us different as well.
Right? Yeah. It's a continuation of the previous section, which is our process. And then, you know,
the people who are implementing that process.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what would be good, actually, which we haven't done, by the way, is if you did meet our bees. Because the beekeepers are one part of the process, isn't it? The bees themselves are
I think you need to do an analysis for that in terms of, not analysis, but you need to think of the customer and what do they kind of
care about,
feel close to, you know?
People, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but hold on.
Is it the people or is it the bee or is it?
No, it's the bee. It's the bee. The people are important as well. Why is the bee important? Because literally the bee is the one producing it. It's not the bee. The beekeeper's process is important. But the difference in the bee, that's another form of educating them, isn't it? That's saying that, look, different bees will produce different types of honey, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So bees in this place will do this and this and that. I don't actually know anything about this, right? But I'm assuming that different bees will produce different types of honey. So even that, like, you know, what kind of bees that we have and this.
Yeah.
And
that. So what, are you saying that you're going to, like, give them characters? Meet Jenny. She's a resident queen bee.
You could. I mean,
Hazel would definitely do that.
Not for a premium one like this.
Yeah. That's more, I mean, you could actually do meet our team, and then in that you've got beekeepers, then you've got bees, and then you, like, you got the bees first, then you got the beekeepers, and then anyone else that's kind of there.
Yeah,
you know,
that's good. If they're a specialist on a certain type of bee, for example, so the bee of choice that we use is, you know, Epsis borealis or whatever, and they, the reason we use these,
yeah, exactly, bees is that that's what
they,
I mean,
have,
yeah,
they have the best type of honey, or this, their honey is known to be the sweetest in all of Europe, for example.
And that's one thing, that's the kind of stuff that would make me think, okay, you know what, like, your beekeeping process is the same as the other guys who I just saw, but you guys are different, using different bees. Okay, I don't even know what bees they're using, but I can see you guys are using these bees, and you're saying these bees are better than those seeds.
Yeah. I think what makes the difference is the what the bees actually eat. That's what makes the honey different.
Meet the cure team, you could say, if you want.
Yeah.
The cure.
And then do one about bees, do one about...
You could say curious about the cure team. Maybe not. Curious about cure,
So meet the cure team, and then the first one you could do, like, meet the bees. Second one, you could even do meet the feeds, because you're saying, what do bunnies eat?
Nectar, isn't it? It's nectar from
from the flowers. They could go to a forest to get it. They could go to the mountains to get it. Mm. They could go. There's different places they can go. And what most average people, you know, average beekeepers, they would just give the bees, like, sugar and water, pretty much. So
really,
what makes it bad?
Okay, that's your Tesco honey, yeah?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, and then it's pasteurized, so then it just any goodness is boiled out of it. Basil knows. So I don't want to make this too much longer.
I think that's perfect. Like, how do you finish? Would you finish with Meet the Cure team, though? You'd have a footer or some sort, though, right?
Yeah, call to action. So what I would do is I would put here, you need to call to action, which drives action on the first visit. Right, so usually, you know, you would give a percentage discount, for the first.
Would you do that on the homepage or would you do it as a pop-up?
Both.
Okay.
So what I would do is, because it's premium, we don't want to discount, but what we would do is we would say free taster or
sign up to our mailing list or something and you get a free X.
No. I would say free taster, like, so
for orders in August. Thing. For orders in August. For,
yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So,
okay.
Free sampler pack.
Whatever. Free honey dipper.
That's not worth much. unless there's something special about it, then you add an extra perceived value to it. Free sampler with every order in August, something like that.
Free,
or it could be free, your first. Though.
Yeah, free Jenny the Queen Bee toy. Cuddly toy.
It's like a cereal kind of.
It's that a meerkat thing, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, they killed it because of that. Yeah, exactly.
And then it would just be right here, to be honest. We have the thing to put your email.
Oh, you know what, bro? This is quite a thick one. Again, if you aim inside the Muslim market, you would call it Believers Honey.
Yeah.
I wonder where you got that from.
I actually got it from my article.
But oh, cool. Okay.
Okay. Claim your free sampler.
Something now?
Yeah, sure. And let's make this more narrower. And obviously, we'd have to have an. Oh, it's part of that. Dead. Okay. This needs its own background. I have to add a new section. Okay. New section. And then we just put this down there. And we'll make it stand out with our. By the way, you know when
make it sharing, pop, yeah?
Does it actually pause it?
Yeah.
Okay. Repeat. Okay, good. So this.
You need to make it white.
White. Yeah, and then we would put the footer after that, but I'm not going to do that.
Today. Yeah, that's fine. Cool.
Okay, so let me see what we've done. Just refresh the preview here. I mean, this is, I think we've been working on this less than an hour.
Yeah.
So this is what we've done in this time. And if you obviously follow our process of the whole blueprint thing, then you would actually already come to this.
With the text and stuff, yeah.
Just like amazing stuff.
Much better than what we came up with.
Yeah. And then obviously the minimum for an e-commerce store is to do like a very good photo shoot, you know. Mm. So that's what we'd use here. So you land on the page, you've got your little menu at the top, not taking up too much space. We haven't decided what to put up there in the menu, but three options is good. You know, you don't want more than four.
By the order now probably would be highlighted. Would you do that?
I would get rid of order now. I'll just put it.
You heard it. Okay.
Yeah. You just put like, I don't know, about and then products and something like that. Okay. And then we've got a big headline. I mean, maybe we could even make that bigger. We've got this, which pops out from the background, Browse Our Honey. And that would take them to the products page. We've got a nice big photo, which should engage them. And like we said, we would have a photo of our ideal customer being happy, consuming, happy and healthy and healing, consuming our honey. Like we'd have like picture of face all sick in bed. Eating.
happy, healthy and healing, bro. Those three are quite good.
Happy, healthy.
Because you say that you can actually have a section: happy, healthy reasons you should buy from us. Mm-hmm. Happy, healthy, mm-hmm. healing, and then
you could have the happy, healthy, healing guarantee.
Yeah, very good. That's like quite good, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. Then we put just a very small thing as seen in a bit of trust. Then we've got our video here, which would tell the story and talk about how we're unique again, then in text format. So you don't have to create the content twice per se. You would just put it in video format and then in text format. Again, you'll be talking about what's different about you basically here. Then we get to our, you know, great photos of the three main products. If you have more than three products, then you just put the best sellers here, right? Then if you really want to push a certain product that's new and it's not a bestseller, then you might take up one space with that, but mainly you want the best sellers here. then we've got the testimonials, and you could, you know, you could have videos here of testimonials. That would be powerful. You could have many things. We put it as text here. You could even have reviews. You know, you have those, what's it called? That Shopify plugin for reviews.
Forget.
Yeah. Anyway, everyone uses it. So you could have like those kind of reviews, verified reviews and all that. Then our unique process, which again shows how you're unique and also justifies the premium price. Remember that as well. Again, photos for every single step in the process. Then we talk about the cure team. We talk about what's different about the bees, what's different about the beekeepers, what's different about the founders, whatever it is, the location where the bees are living and stuff. And then we hit you with the call to action to, you know, let's get your email address. You know, if we're not going to get you to buy, then at least let's get your email address. And you can buy from the email as well. So yeah, that is our e-commerce homepage done in about, I don't know, 45 minutes. Anything to add, guys?
No, I think I just want to say that when you look at the designs, it doesn't look as pleasing as we would have our final product looking as a page. We've just really rushed through it. All the images would be very carefully chosen. All the kind of background patterns and everything we've done here would be done. So if you imagine we took like less than an hour, if you times that by 8 and you spend 8 hours on this, like, it would look amazing. It would look really, really great, you know. So I think that what we've done here should just really show you the potential of what's possible if you just give something like real focus for an hour or two. And then obviously over time you're kind of iterating and you're building it. And you've seen, like, me personally, like, I don't know anything about honey really. And we've never done a honey product for a client or anything like that. So literally we came from scratch. We just did a bit of research. We kind of used the existing tools that we've had. And I would say this is actually better. Like, if we did a Google search right now and looked at the top 10 premium honeys, this would actually be one of the best, I think, just by the way we've kind of thought it out. So I think there's a lot to learn from, like, doing something like this so quickly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're trying to make excuses or you're showing off.
Neither.
Probably both.
What I was going to say is that...
Is that a fire alarm going off?
Yeah, it is. I'm going to have to go check it out. 1 second, yeah? 1 second.
Okay. He was going to talk and then he changed his mind.
Yeah. Funny thing is he didn't mute it.
Oh, yeah. He's left us with the fire alarm.
Yeah.
So while he's away, why don't we decide what we would put up here in terms of the menu? Probably products, about us, and what else? Anything else?
No, I mean, again, like, maybe I would do the whole, rather than about us, maybe I would do like why our honey or something like that, because that's the big question.
And that pretty much is the about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I would just do it in why our honey or something. Yeah.
And then if you've only got three products, with the products part of the menu, you could actually have a drop down and there's just three options. You could do that. So it's quicker for people to get to where they want to get to. Less clicks, as they say. Faisal, go on.
Yeah, no, all I was going to say was that I hope what this episode does show is the MVP mindset to get things done quickly and easy, because a website is something that makes people procrastinate or have analysis paralysis, or they can spend months and months and months. Oh, perfect. Let me have this little thing here. But literally, you know, this, the way it is, obviously, you spend another few hours on it, or even another day on it, and you would get it, you know, to a really, really good level that definitely would sell. So I think that's just one thing that I really...
Yeah, for sure, bro. And remember, the website, it might be something that you... look, the homepage especially, it might be something that you re-evaluate every 6 months anyway. So what's the point of, you're going to spend like 2 months now and then you're going to have to change it anyway, right? So instead, spend like a week on it now, a few months later, spend a week on it like that.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, great. So this has been episode 8 of Marketing While Muslim. Thanks for joining us. I remind you again that this is available on all podcast platforms in audio version. And obviously, probably the better experience would be to watch the video version on YouTube, on Facebook as well. So you can just search on YouTube, you'll find it. And this is us from Muslim CEO. Hope you enjoyed this. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Stay happy, healing and healthy.